Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Your Bibles, and I want you to turn with me tonight. I hope you're ready. And you know the devil's mad whenever you can't get anything to work right. Amen. And you just do what God tells you to do. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And when you get there, I just want you to say amen. Wow, you're fast. 2 Timothy chapter 3. When you get there, just say amen. Because I may use some of your Bibles tonight. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. And before I read that, you know, I want to take us a little bit deeper. How many of y'all remember whenever the first time I began to actually preach or teach on the Holy Spirit, he was power? Everybody say power. Look at somebody and say, are you full? Are you powerful? Are you full? Are you powerful? Listen, greater is he that lives in me than he that is in this world. That you got to realize power resides on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So watch this. Watch this. He's power. He's personal. How many of you know the Holy Spirit is very personal? Oh, y'all could have get y'all. Listen, y'all going to have to wake up. I know it's a little warm in here, but y'all going to have to wake up. All right? Because I'm about to make it even hotter up in here. I'm about to preach. Watch this. He's power. He's personal. He's a facilitator. He's a change agent. But tonight, I want to show you another aspect of the Holy Spirit that many times churches don't want to talk about, is he's a revealer. He will cause things to be uncovered. He will cause you to come clean. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. On some areas in your life where you don't want to. And he's going to cause the enemy, the devil, to reveal his hand. Anybody ever seen somebody play cards? Because I know y'all don't play cards. I'm just picking. I know some of y'all do. But what you do is you say, all right, I want you to show your hand. I want you to realize the Holy Spirit will cause the enemy to reveal his hand. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. When the Holy Spirit resides and lives on the inside of you, Stephanie, whenever you get around something that's not right, it will cause that thing to reveal itself. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. When you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and something lives on the inside of something else that is not God, when you get around them, you're going to feel something kind of, Anybody with me in here? Anybody ever been in a situation where it was just like, man, you got around something and you went, whoa, wait a minute. Back up. Okay? Because the Holy Spirit will cause things to be revealed. And you know what? There's times you won't even like yourself. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Anybody ever find something on the inside of you? The Holy Spirit shows up. You're doing so good and things are going great. And the Holy Spirit comes by and he uncovers something in your life and you go, man, I don't like me very much. Maybe that's just me. I don't know about anybody else, but I've learned to stay in the presence of God and let the Holy Spirit just go ahead and just lay me out and do surgery on me. So if you have a problem with anger, guess what? He's going to reveal some things to you. If you have a problem with jealousy, he's going to, y'all ain't going to say nothing up in this house. Come on, y'all got to help me out in here. Are you in 2 Timothy chapter 3? You there? You got your Bibles? You got your notebooks? You got your pens? And you're ready. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says this. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Is that in your Bible? Guess where you're at? Come on, you just watched a van run into a crowd of people in Canada and kill 15 people. We are living in some perilous times. Go to verse 2. Can you do that for me? Watch this. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Uh-oh. Unthankful, unholy. Go to verse 3. without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. How many of y'all, when you're doing good, people don't like you? Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Come on now. When things are going right, there's just some people that don't cheer with you when they need to cheer with you. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. And then there's some times whenever people want to tear you down whenever. No, y'all. Okay. Traitors. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Y'all ain't never been around nobody like that. You know, there's a lot of people in churches today, and I'm sorry if I go here for just a minute, but they're more self-righteous and religious than they are spiritual. High-minded. They think they know it all. They got it all together. And Brother Johnny, they don't ask questions. They just think they got it. Isn't it great whenever you find questions and you go to God and say, I just don't understand this. Break this down for me. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Come on. Listen, even in the church, people want to come to church to feel good. Not because they're in love with God, but just because this is a place where they can get away. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. I'm going to preach here for just a minute. Is this okay? There's nothing wrong with them coming into the house and finding a place of refuge, but there comes a time when you let the Holy Spirit inside of you begin to turn what you, instead of getting, give me, give me, give me, give me, you begin to give me, give me, give me, give me back to the Lord. Does this make sense? All right, now let's go to verse 5 because this is where I really want to get. Having a form of godliness. Y'all ain't going to like me tonight. Having a form of godliness, they look like they got it on the outside. And if you follow the Facebook page, never mind, I ain't going to go there. Everything's a scripture or a sermon stolen from somebody else, and they've got a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Can I help you? The word power there, it means to change. You can put scriptures, you can quote it till you're blue in the face, but if there's not a change on the inside of you, then you have a form of godliness. Oh, Pastor. Oh, Pastor. What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you that every time somebody got in the presence of Jesus, they changed. How about us? Every time we come together and we're in the presence of God, do we still walk out carrying the burdens we came in with? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. We still walk out with the same turmoil we walked in with. And what we're doing is we're denying the power thereof. And tonight, the Holy Spirit is already revealing some things, and y'all don't like me. I'm going to preach anyways. Because tonight I got to take you and show you how the Holy Spirit moved. Watch this. Look at what it says here. Denying the power thereof and from such. Everybody say that's more than one. From such, turn away. No, y'all need to hear me. Are you ready? They have a form of godliness. And they want to itch your ears. And they all of a sudden want to spend time with you, and when they want to do a lot of things with you, and what they're doing is they're not actually there to help you. They're there to suck the anointing out of you. Listen, I'm telling you, in the last days, you're going to run across spiritual leeches. Pastor, just go ahead and preach. They're going to want to come around you so they can suck out of you what they want, but they don't want the change that goes along. They want a form of godliness, and then all of a sudden you begin to realize that no matter how close you try to get to them, the Spirit of God pulls you from them. As long as you allow them to. Now, if you take them in, it's on you. Is everybody okay? From such, turn away. Can I take you to one more? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 10, because I've not even got to the good part yet. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. When you get there, just say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. I want to make sure I get this right because you need to see this. 1 Corinthians 1 Corinthians. You there? I'm not. No, I'm giving you time. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes or yea, even the deep things of God. Wait a minute. What does the Holy Spirit do? He reveals. He searches. Oh, come on now. Do you understand on a Sunday morning the Holy Spirit goes from church to church just looking for a place to be released? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Hello, somebody. The Spirit of God is just waiting for somebody just to say, hey, I'm hovering right here. I'm hovering right here. Are you going to tap in or are you going to unplug? See, the Spirit of God will search. Watch this. He revealed to us by his Spirit that he searches all things, the deep things of God. Look at verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of God save the Spirit of God which is in him? In other words, how many of you in here, when you walk through the door into the house of God, the Spirit of God goes, I'm here. No, y'all ain't going to help me. How many of you realize it's not a song? Golly. It's not how good it sounds. It's not the cheerleading and praise and worship. When you walk through the door, the Spirit of God is going, I'm here. Where two or three are gathered, he's in the... No, y'all ain't going to help me. Where two or three are gathered, he's here right now. So the Spirit of God is just waiting for you to tap in so he can go, I've got to show you some things. I got to reveal some things. I got to help you with some things. I got to uncover some things. I got to get you to see this before it eats you. Oh, y'all ain't. Now we have received. Everybody say now.
Now.
When did we receive it? Woo, y'all getting this. When you asked the Lord into your heart, the Spirit of God came in and sealed himself on the inside of you. And all he's waiting for you to do is go, all right, Holy Spirit, go for it. And he begins to reveal. See, some of y'all in here, listen, the enemy had a weapon to form against you. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing up in here. The devil has weapons formed against you. He's got them with your name on it. Well, join the rest of us. Hey, it's typical, isn't it? No, listen, listen, stay focused. Watch this. Stay focused. Watch this. You begin to realize right here what he says. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to. Y'all got to help me. Y'all got to help me. Freely given to who? Will you receive it? You would take it, right? See what else I can give away. I got a brand new phone. Freely given. No, no. Listen, did she ask a question? I walked over and I said, will you take this? And she said, yes, I will. Now, by faith, you can help me pay the bills with that. She said, Pastor, I give it back to you. Listen, when was it given? When was it given? When is it given? Listen, the Spirit of God is just waiting for you to say, now I can have it. Now I want it. Now I'm ready to receive it. Come on, how many of you in here are beginning to realize right now, he's saying right now, I've already got it. Do you understand the Holy Spirit is on demand? He's just waiting. You say, what is demand? You push the button on your remote to the TV and where is it at? It's on demand waiting for you. No, y'all ain't helping me. The Spirit of God is just waiting on you. The power is there the whole time. Man, when I need wisdom, I push the button. When I need a word, I push it. I don't go, listen, oh, y'all ain't going to help me at all. I'm going to go ahead and just preach here for a minute. I don't have to run to pastor. I don't have to run and call people. I go and I push the button and I go, Lord, I need you now. I need a word now. And listen, after he's given me the word, then I sit back and wait for the confirmation. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. See, we get it wrong in the church. We want to chase around prophets. But if you really were serving God with all of your heart and realize he's there waiting on you, he would speak to you first and then confirm it with miracle signs and wonders. The Holy Spirit will reveal. He'll pull it back. See, isn't it interesting that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil was ripped in two? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. In other words, Jesus said, I'm making way for you to come in the presence of God, but I'm loosing right now the Spirit of God to come to you. Behind the veil was where the anointing was. In the Old Testament, they had to go into the tabernacle. And listen, you didn't just go in, you had to be taken in. Oh, there was no openings, they had to be taken in. Y'all, listen, y'all looking at me funny right now. But here we have to realize that right now it has been freely given. It's yours. Why do we actually think for a minute we got to wait on the Holy Spirit? Everybody got quiet right there. Well, I got to wait on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's waiting on you. Well, I got... You know, everybody just raise your hands. We're going to wait on the Holy Spirit. No. The Spirit of God's been waiting for you to tap in. Lord, I need a touch. I need a change. That's why Sunday morning I didn't get a chance to preach. 9 people got filled with the Holy Spirit. 1 young man had never asked Jesus into his heart. He gave his heart to the Lord. I didn't preach. I didn't do an altar call. He came to the front and he said, I need to know what this is and I want it. No, y'all ain't going to help me. See, you got to realize it wasn't because the music was perfect. It wasn't because the preaching was perfect. It wasn't because everybody here loved on everybody. It was because the Spirit of God was just waiting for us to go, all you got to do is plug in, church. All you got to do is plug in. And what happened is when we came together in one mind and in one accord and we plugged in, the presence of God said, I've just been waiting to release. Friday night under the tent, man, God gave me a word for a man. And afterwards, he come up to me and he looked at me and he said, how did you know? And I laughed because Ronnie was there with me, my youth pastor back there. I'm calling him what he is. It's where he's growing. And he starts chuckling. Ronnie starts laughing. He kind of looks at me like, Pastor, how are you going to explain this one? And I looked at him, I said, the Spirit of God knows everything about you. And as long as I'm patched in, he'll tell me what I need to know when I open my mouth. That's good preaching, Pastor, already. Y'all ready to dive in? I got to show you this. Go to Acts. Go to the book of Acts. And I want you to go to chapter 3. Now, can I just take you on a journey? Don't get mad at me. Is everybody good? I'm going to take you there. Acts, the book of Acts. When you get there, yeah, be patient. Be patient. Acts. Go to chapter 4. That's where I want you to go. Verse 32 says this, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things in common. Let me just help some of y'all here. Are you ready? Nobody there thought highly or more highly of anybody else. And when somebody was in need, you know what happened? They begin to help. They didn't become their source. See, in Georgetown, we got to break a spirit over Georgetown of the handout. And we got to begin to do the hand up. It's called tough love. When you look at them and you say, you know what? I want to help you, but what did you do before? So I'm not giving you money in your hand, I'll go pay your electric bill. I'm not giving money in your hand, I'll go buy your groceries. See, you got to realize, listen to Pastor, listen, I want everybody to listen. You ready? They were in one mind, in one accord. And what they did was come into an agreement on how they were going to disperse it. And you find they laid it at the apostles' feet. Watch this, verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness. Verse 34, none of them among them lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses they sold them, they brought the prices of the things that they were sold. There was no lack in the house of God. Man, what would it be like to actually come to church and be owners of houses? What happened to the church? Where did we miss this? See, I'm not just, I don't want just the people who's broke, busted, and disgusted. I want the rich who has some things so that when they come and God lays it on their heart, it can be dispersed to the people. So you know what? Instead of living in a house with black mold, they'll just move you right into a house that's brand new. Y'all ain't saying nothing in here. And they were more blessed when they gave than when they get. Look, let me move. Watch this. Verse 35, they laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according to his need. Look at verse 36. The Bible never names somebody without an importance or an importance set upon it. Watch this. And Hoses, who was the apostle whose surname was Barnabas, which is interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. Verse 37, having land, he sold it, and he brought the money, and he laid it at the apostles' feet. Right here you find one man in obedience who said, I'm going to sacrifice, and I'm going to give. And when he came to them, he said, I don't need anybody to call my name. But the word turns around and saw his heart and saw who he was and said, no, we're going to brand him for the ages. Because out of his heart, he gave. Yeah, y'all ain't going to help me. And it was real. No, because listen, I need you to hear this. In the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. Churches that used to be packed is not packed anymore. They're closing faster than they're opening. You know why? It's because we've come to a place where we've grabbed a hold of religion and we've released what was real. Which takes me into chapter 5 because here's where y'all not going to like me very much. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. Verse 2. And kept back part of the price. And his wife was also being privy to it or took part in it. And they brought a certain part. A certain part. No, y'all need to hear me. They brought a piece. Watch this. And laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, no, y'all, here's where it gets funny because I'm going to make this real to you. Because y'all have read this scripture before and you didn't understand it. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Wait a minute. Not to God. No, y'all, listen, you got to read your Bible. Read your Bible, okay? Why did Satan fill your heart so that you lied to the Holy Ghost and you kept back part of the price of the land? Now, can I help everybody here? He was a realtor. He had lands. He had houses. And what he did was this. He wanted to be just like Barnabas. He wanted to be. But he was a hypocrite. Y'all need to hear me. He was not real. Is everybody okay with Pastor? Because guess what's getting ready to happen in the church? Those that are a hypocrite, not real, there's something coming. Let me just go ahead. Verse 4. While it remained, was it not your own? After it was sold, was it not in your own power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? And thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. Now verse 5. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down. And let me just help you. He died. He gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all of them that heard these things. Listen to Pastor, are you ready? This ain't the first time this has happened. Because when you go back to Leviticus chapter 10, you find that there was the two sons of Aaron. And they were Levites. They took care of the incense before God. They were the ones that made sure that the offering before God was right. And in 10 of Leviticus, you find that they offered God profane fire. They took it on themselves so that they could be a show. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Y'all ain't going to help me. They took it on themselves so they could puff themselves up and say, this is who I am. And when they did, it says the fire of God came down and came out and consumed them both. Now, can I help you? When you were to do a sacrifice, the sacrifice was to be prepared, and the only fire that was put on the altar was the fire that God put there himself. It was called a God fire. You wonder how that there was a pillar of fire that stood above it. At night, they would wall or go behind the pillar of fire. Listen, and then it says that when they built the tabernacle, that the presence or the fire of God would come upon it. And what would happen is when they prepared the pure sacrifice, the power of God would be so strong, it would come down, it would come through, and it would go out, and it would consume that offering of sacrifice. But what? How about in church? What would happen if the fire fell in here just one time? People would be scattering. See, I want the fire of the Holy Spirit so that when you come in the door, you know that you're a pure sacrifice. Lord, here I am. I'm holy. I'm acceptable. And Lord, fill me today. And the power of God hit you, and all of a sudden you realize that there's things that you couldn't do that now you can do. Watch this. They were consumed, and they died right at the door. Do you know what Moses told them to do? Wrap them up in their coat, take them out of the camp, and just bury them. And looked at Aaron, which was his own brother, and said, don't you even cry, because if you do, the Lord will strike you dead. Do you understand that in their custom, it was to have a time of mourning? It was a time of actually anointing those bodies and laying them to rest and giving them to God. And the Lord said, don't you dare even let them be buried in that way. You just take them and wrap them up in their own ashes and take them out of the camp because they're not even worthy. See, you know what? In the church today, there's no fear of God. There's no fear of God. They'll party on a Saturday night and stay in the pulpit on Sunday. They'll drink more than you can drink and then stand up about being drunk in the Holy Ghost. No, you need to hear me. Y'all need to hear me right now. Listen, and they're in the pulpits every Sunday, and they don't miss. And then when they get done, they get their offering, they get their money in their pocket, and they go right back out the door, and it supplies where they were before. But I'm telling you, what's getting ready to happen in the last days, the Word of God says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Do you understand? There's an outpouring coming that's going to cause eyes to be open and things to be revealed. I know you don't like what I'm preaching, but I got to preach it. Instead of being the hypocrite, the Holy Spirit's going to begin to pull back the wool off of them because they're nothing but a wolf under the bottom. They're a fake. They're not real. And when he pulls it back, you're going to realize what's under it, and the true men and women of God will go, I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm done, and I'm backing away from you. The Holy Spirit will reveal it. Oh, man, I'm preaching. I don't know about anybody else, but Verse 6. And young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Was there any mourning? No. Was there anybody going behind him? No. Do you understand that heaven judged instantly on his life? Oh. God said, enough. Boom. Do you realize in the book of Acts, this is the birth of the church? Let me keep moving. Verse 7, it was about the space of 3 hours later when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her and said, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much? And she said, yes, for so much. Watch this. Peter gave her a chance. Can I just help you? It doesn't make a difference what you've done. You still got a chance, and you can still choose to be a hypocrite or be real. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing right now. The Lord will come to you, and you may not like it when it comes to you because it's probably not going to come to you nicely. Verse 9, then Peter said to her, how is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? First you lied, but now she turns around and tempts. Holy Spirit, you got to help me right here because I don't want to step on anybody's toes, but I'm going to. How can you teach, preach, lead praise and worship, knowing what you're doing? You're tempting. I told you didn't like this. See, you know, in Ananias' mind, he's like, you know what? I'm going to set this money aside for a nest egg for my wife. I'm going to embezzle this money and put it to the side. Do you understand? Y'all ain't going to say nothing. When flesh is in the way, then the Spirit of God cannot reign. Barnabas came and he laid it down at the feet of the apostles, and he said, this is what the Lord's told me to do. And he turns around, he walks away from it, and he was more blessed than he was ever before. Listen to me. But then you had one that came in knowing he's stealing from God and still had the audacity to come in and go, You know what I call him? You don't know what I call them. You don't know what I call them. Because you know what happens in their life? They're already dead on the inside. Because the Spirit of God will not and cannot reign inside that person. And they wonder why. God, where are you at? How come you're not showing up for me? And then they continue just to keep pushing and going the way they're going. And the Spirit of God is not upon them. Let me just keep going because I got to take y'all somewhere. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. She died. And the young man came in and found her dead and carrying her forth, buried her beside her husband. Now look at verse 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Look at verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch or in one place. Can I just help you? I'm sick of church splits. I'm sick of wolves coming in and splitting churches. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I spoke to my apostle Friday night. You know what he told me? He said, the last time I had a church split, he said, every one of the people that rose up against me, he said, they ended up in divorce. And he said, as of right now, two of them, the two main leaders of it, are not even alive today. I'm very serious. See, in the church, we've lost the fear of God. See, we want to disrupt, we want to talk, we want to cause turmoil, and we think there's nothing wrong with it. But in God, He's keeping toll. Nobody worries about what they say or do, but you can believe you got a God in heaven that's going. And can I just help you? You got a pastor here that's praying a lot of grace and mercy. I pray grace. I pray mercy upon them because, listen, the Word of God says this. He takes you right there, and you remember when He knocked Saul off his high horse and He said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He didn't say the church. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, "You're persecuting me. You're coming against the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're coming against what I started, I birthed, and I released in my spirit." See, we need to understand that when you come to church, you don't need to play church. You need to be what you're called to be, who you're called to be, and what God's called you to be. And quit worrying about everybody else and start worrying about yourself and saying, "God, work on me." Because you know what? It's easy to dig a speck out of somebody else's eyes, but you got a plank in yours. And it's coming. Are you hearing me? If the Spirit of God said, "I'm going to pour myself out upon all flesh," you can believe there's something coming for the church, and it's going to cause a reverent fear. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Better be careful what you say about a man of God. You better be careful what you say about a woman of God. You better keep your mouth shut. Because the Holy Spirit will pull it back. Look at there. He's throwing rings at me already. Pick it up. See, when are we going to get back? No, y'all, listen to me. When are we going to get back to having respect in the house of God? Where is the reverent fear of God in the house of God? People come up to pastors and call you by your first name. Yes, it may be a title, but if you want Eric, call me Eric. I'll give you flesh. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Because I lay down my life to serve and help you to grow, but you don't even have respect to call me who I am? Hello? You have a pastor that you're under, but you don't call them pastor? And listen, it's fine. If they tell you not to call them that, that's up to them. But listen, I've learned that I'm going to give honor where honor is due. I'm going to call them who they are because what's in them and God put in them is what I want back. Does it make sense? See, when Ananias and Sapphira came in, they didn't care about the church. They didn't care about the apostles, and they didn't even worry about God. They just came in for a hypocritical show and to throw it down and just say, "Ooh, look at me." But listen, are you ready? God says, "I'm not looking at what you can give. I'm looking at the intent of your heart. I want to know what's on the inside of you so that I can bless and I can move and I can release and I can feel." And the Holy Spirit is coming to a place where He's going to begin to pull all of these things back. You say, "Pastor, why do you preach this on a Tuesday night?" Because Sunday morning they can't handle it. Am I speaking truth? You come out on a Tuesday night, you want more than what you get on a Sunday morning. You want to know. See, I want the Holy Spirit to be so in control of this house that any kind of Jezebel spirit or Lucifer spirit or orphan spirit or anything else that wants to come in here and try to take control of this house, that it be bound up at the door and not even allowed in. Listen, I want you to be in the house, but I don't want your spirit in this house. Is this making sense to everybody? Because I've had enough of playing games and playing church and control and this and that and all this garbage. I want the Spirit of God here, and the only way we get it is be together. And I got news for you. The Holy Spirit is going to begin to judge it. Because you find later on in the book of Acts, you find Paul, who used to be Saul, now full of the Holy Spirit, gets off the boat. No, y'all going to help me here for a second. I don't have time to even give you the scripture. I'll give it to you in a minute. He gets off the boat and he walks into the town to begin to preach and teach. It's the first time that he actually preaches. It's the first time he's ever ministered. He had just given his heart to Jesus and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's a woman behind him. These are the servants of the Most High God who comes to bring salvation. Guys, can I help you? Not everything that puts a scripture up, not everything that declares that he is Lord, not everything that stands and does those things actually has the Spirit of God in them. It was a spirit of divination. It was a witchcraft is what it was. And she would follow behind them and declare these things. Was it true? Yes, it was true. But the difference was what was on the inside of her. You know, you've been around some people where something on the inside just was not, no matter how they said it or how they sugarcoated it, it just wasn't right. And man, I've been in times in my life where it was just like, man, I love you, but man, I just, for some reason, I can't stay around you. I don't understand. I just, why is it that when I get around you after a while, I'm just like, man, I would just as soon you not be around me and I can stay over here and you stay over there. And I love you and I want long suffering and peace for your life. But man, I can't be around that infection. And this went on for a couple days. Could you imagine this? Do you think Paul had some long suffering? Listen, we're ministers of the gospel. We love people. Y'all didn't get that. And I'm going to help all of you that serve in a church or come to church. You ready? We're not perfect, but we love you. And listen to me, you'll never understand the weight of the cross we carry until you have to slide your feet in our shoes. And there's times we're going to say things to you that's going to cross you. And we don't do it to be mean, especially if it's me. Because if I do something to you and I know it's wrong, I'm going to come back and repent because that's the character of who I am. But you can believe I'm going to get a whole lot of whooping going on in the prayer closet. Are you hearing, Pastor? There's a whole lot of whooping going to go on at home. Y'all, listen. When I was a kid, I went to school and got a whooping when I was bad. And when I got home, you can believe I was coming home to get a what? What makes you think that in the house of God that you're not going to get it and then turn around and treat somebody like that and the Spirit of God not get a hold of you? The only way he won't get a hold of you is because your heart is hard. And there's something on the inside of you that stops him from moving in your life. For a couple days, she walks behind him and does that. And finally, it says in the scripture, he was grieved. No. Let me ask you something. You ready? And this, let me get you to how much it grieved him. Anybody here lost a loved one? What did you feel like? You feel like you died. Can I help everybody here? That's just what happens when that kind of thing gets around you. See, I can't blame a person because I don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Why are you fighting with somebody? You're not fighting with them. This is going over real good. I'm going to preach, and I told you tonight it didn't really make a difference. I just got to show you how the Holy Spirit reveals. It says that the Spirit of God that was in him was grieved. He began to convulse. He began to just, anybody ever been to the place where something hits you so hard, it just caused you to, imagine a couple days of this thing following you and sucking the life out of you. No, y'all ain't going to help. Y'all ain't going to help me. Listen, as a pastor, as a man of God, I get around and I'm preaching and I'm in the anointing and praying for people and the power of God is moving. But yet there's times when the enemy designed somebody to come in and to suck the life out of you so that every time you get around them, you feel like you're being sucked back into their junk or into what's going on in their life. And after a couple days, listen, you get to the place when you don't have it physically and you don't have it spiritually. You wonder why pastors get sick. Y'all ain't helping me. See, we're supposed to walk in divine health. But when you have a spiritual attack upon you that is sucking the life out of you, he turns around and he rebukes the spirit out. Now, how do you feel with everybody else standing around going, what is he doing? This woman is declaring the works of God. And all of a sudden he turns around and says, I bind you up in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, go. And she hits the floor. And when she does, she's delivered of that whole garbage of the demons chatter in her ear and her making money. Well, I have prophetic dreams. You have a lot of prophetic stuff going on. You're right. You're right in a lot of ways. What's chattering in your mind? What's telling you that? What's driving you? Is it the Spirit of God or is it something else? Is it all about you or is it something for the church? Pastor, you preaching. Because the Holy Spirit will pull back the curtain. But it takes us getting to the place where you've had enough. When do you have enough? I've had enough. No, anybody ever been in a place where you just go ahead and do it? This is it. I've had enough. This is it. Right here. Yeah, you got to be careful because you start rubbing your head like mine. You wonder why Pastor ain't got no hairs because this is how it is. I've just had enough. I've just had enough. I come in the door and the air conditioning's broke. I've just had enough. I come in the door and the internet don't work. The telephones don't work. I've just had enough. The bus wants to do this and this person wants to do that. And I've just had enough. And the Lord says, you're not wrestling them. You're wrestling against the enemy. And the enemy's throwing everything he can throw at you because he wants you to get off kilter. He wants you to lose your focus because he knows that what you're doing is you're not hiding inside the church. You're preaching. You're declaring it to the nations. And so you've got to stay focused. Paul turns around and casts the devil out. All the religious folks going, what in the world did he just do? But isn't it interesting that the power of God hits her and delivers her? Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow those that believe. When's the last time a miracle's happened around you? When's the last time a wonder has happened around you? A sign. If it's not following you, what's going on? Man, every day I walk around, the Lord does something. I just go, ooh, that got me wondering. I walk around and get a sign. Lately, it's been a stop sign. Don't go there. No, see, everybody wants a green light, but there's a lot of stoplights too. That's good. Because you know what? Stop does not mean you're denied. It just means you're just in delay. Okay? A stop sign gets you to the place where you stop and go, all right, Lord, so which way do I need to go? Because everybody wants to be wide open 100 miles an hour and just getting to your destination and seeing things get done. But you have to realize that there's bumps in the road. My God, have mercy. We're coming back from Jacksonville yesterday, and there was more bumps than what there was smooth road. Potholes and water holes everywhere, semis flying off of the road, cars. Poor Miss Terry's in the back seat going, I can't see nothing. I said, you're riding by faith. Mr. Scott's on the other side praying, Lord, touch Pastor. I'm letting it roll. Because you know why? I had a destination to get to. Y'all ain't saying nothing. There's going to be storms, saints of God. There's going to be potholes, saints of God. Y'all need to hear me right now. And listen, you ready for this? You ready for this? About the time that we were about to get stuck in traffic, the Lord said, you need to get off this interstate. I looked over at Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott says, well, we can go this way, Pastor. I I said, just get me off the interstate. He said, this is our exit coming up. And as soon as we got up to the exit, the cars had backed up just to that exit. I ain't saying nothing. See, Paul had had enough. I'm going to put a stop to this because I know that what God wants to do, I got to let him do, but I can't do it as long as this is attached to me. Guys, please listen to me. The Holy Spirit is getting ready to pull back some things and reveal them. And you know what? Can I help everybody here? When he does, it's going to be ugly. You ever heard somebody say it gets worse before it gets better? What happens when you reveal something? Especially when somebody's hiding something. It gets nasty, don't it? You wonder why you come in here and you're sweating. It's because there's some things being revealed. Pastor's having to clean house. Hello. And you know what? I'm not putting up with it anymore. Make sense? So if you start seeing a lot of people sitting in pastor's office, it's a good thing. Amen? See, we got to realize the Holy Spirit wants to reveal or uncover some things so that you can move forward. Do you understand that he had to expose Ananias and Sapphira before it tainted the church? You ever heard somebody say it only takes one bad apple to spoil the... Say it. One bad apple to spoil the whole... Imagine this person embezzling money and they're on the deacon board in your church. Woo! Not good. Not good at all. Hello? And you know what? The Lord is getting the church back to the place where he said, I will not allow this. No, listen, when you get a man or a woman of God in the pulpit who said, God, this is your house, it's your church, this is your place, you allow the Spirit of God to move, you can believe he's going to start ripping people's... He's going to start uncovering some things because you know why? He wants us to be in unity so we can move forward. He wants us to be together so that we can be filled. He wants us to be together so we can be anointed because what he wants to do is fill us up so he can send us out. It's making sense to everybody here? You're wondering why. I say, Pastor, why are you preaching on a Friday night? Why are you preaching on a Wednesday night? Why are you traveling? Why are you doing this? I'll tell you why. It's because I'm full, and if I don't get it out, I got to get it out. Because what God has done is he's shifted. He said, now that I've got alignment in my house, now I can begin to use you in levels you haven't been used in before. See, a lot of us are needing to realize the reason why you're not moving forward is because there's some things you got to cut off, you got to allow him to reveal, you got to allow him to deal with, and then you got to say, Lord, thank you, I let you deal with it, because once I deal with it, I can move forward. See, listen, if you have anger, you have stuff against people, God's not going to bless you. He's going to cause all that stuff to come off of you. You know why? Because God don't bless a mess. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a mess? What is it that the Spirit of God is moving on the inside of you and saying, I'm revealing this, and you know what? I know. You ready to go. I know you're ready to go right now because you wonder why you keep coming back to that thing. Why does that thing keep coming up? Why do I need the approval of man? You ain't saying nothing. I got to have the pat on the back. I'll tell you why, is because you haven't settled in who you are in Christ. You worry about how many people like you. You worry about if they're talking about you? Well, if they're talking about me, at least they're leaving somebody else alone. Good. Keep talking. Blow me up. I don't care. At least you're leaving your mom alone and your family alone or your kids alone. Hello? Because we don't want to deal with us. It's easier to point the finger at somebody else. Mr. Johnny about come out of his chair over there. And you wonder why when you come to church and the presence of God falls. You wonder why you run to the altar is because he just uncovered some things and went, no, you know what? You need more of me and less of you. See, I don't know about anybody else, but I just need more of him and less of me. I want to wake up every day and just see more of him in the mirror than I see of myself. Come on. See, this is the part where everybody's good with the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the power. Woo! Miracles, signs, and wonders. Glory to God. Oh, we're good with him being personal. Oh, I love it. Oh, yes, Lord, divide that tongue and put it right on top of my head. Oh, I love when he's my facilitator. He'll cause things to move when I need him to move. But when you get to the place where he begins to reveal, you say, oh, I'm checking out. And can I help everybody? That's where the anointing stops. See, I got a staff. I couldn't even pray before coming out here tonight because the attacks were so hard. I put Johnny on the spot and I told him to pray. I'm done. I'll let you go after this. I said, Johnny, I can't even pray right now. Just pray for me. Because you know what? When you come to church, I want this place to be right. I want it to be beautiful. I want it to feel good in here. I want it to look good in here. And I care about you enough that I try my best to make that happen. And the devil loves to come in and poke me sometimes. Oh, Pastor, your sound system's acting up again. Oh, Pastor, the AC ain't working. Hey, Pastor, you took away, you know what, their tools in the back. They do their videos and stuff for the kids. You know, I got that tonight. And Johnny began to pray. You know what he said? Lord, help my pastor with this. And he said, Lord, not only let him realize you're with him. My favorite part to come after that is he looked and he said, just let him know that we're with him too. As soon as he said that, I felt the power of God hit me on top of my head, begin to run down my spine. And you know what? I got the biggest smile on my face because you know what? At that moment, I learned that the Holy Spirit just revealed an area of my life the enemy had been poking me in. And I've just decided, I'll get some fans. We'll go Jamaica style. Break out your fans like the old days. And we're going to praise and worship. And we're going to get the word. And we don't care. If we got to sweat, go home and take a shower. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if the Holy Spirit fell right now. We danced in this place for an hour and a half. And we all walked out of here drenched. See, I don't want to come to church and just preach a sermon. I don't want to come and just sing some songs. I want to see the power of God be made manifest. I want to see his glory. Because where he is, he said he would pour himself out. So when we begin to realize, he said, man, I feel the Holy Spirit, my God. When he says, when you come together in this place, I'm here. I'm here. I'll uncover. I'll expose. I'll reveal, then I'll heal, then I'll deliver, then I'll feel. Guys, listen to Pastor. Don't take this the wrong way. The Holy Spirit is powerful. He's personal. He's a change agent. He's a facilitator. But can I just go ahead and tell you that most of the things he did in the book of Acts was revealed things. And I'm going to say this to everybody here. You're in a process.
all of us are in a process. No, look at somebody, just say, you in a process. You know, process brings perfection. You need to post that on one on Facebook. Y'all just don't know, man. I hate Facebook. I use it as a ministry tool, but other than that, no. Your process is to bring you to perfection. That's how you get different levels of gold. The longer it stays in the fire, the more it's skimmed off, the cleaner and the purer it gets. Can I just help everybody here? There's nothing wrong with being in the fire. You heard me say it in the beginning. As a matter of fact, just say, Lord, keep me a seat there. You know why? It's because when you're in the fire is when he shows you the impurities. And then he just allows the Spirit of God to begin to just sweep and scrape them off of your life. You know what, guys? One day, I can't wait. I'm serious. One day, and it's going to happen soon. You ready? Because I believe the word that is being delivered in this house, you're grasping and you're changing. We had 9 people filled with the Holy Spirit Sunday morning. 9 people with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I know some churches, they don't get one person in 9 years. They call an evangelist in to do it. Excuse me, can I help y'all? In this house, we're going to have the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And if you're scared of that, come see me. Because God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear. We'll break that fear, and then we'll allow power, love, and a sound mind to fill you. Amen. Anybody get something out of this tonight? I didn't hit you too hard. I know this is a tough word. This is a tough word. This is not for baby Christians. This is for those that can eat meat, can take it, go home and digest it. I know y'all going to look at me funny, but you know what a cow does, right? Well, what they do is they eat it, they regurgitate it, and they eat it again, and they keep doing that until they can actually digest it. So here's what I encourage you. If you couldn't get all this in your head and you couldn't let it change your spirit, then listen, you keep listening to it over and over again until it breaks something. Because you know what? There's been times in my life I've hurt other pastors because I didn't understand what I was doing. I've had to go back and repent to them. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with going back and telling a man of God, please forgive me, I missed it. I'm just saying. I don't have to eat chicken with them. I don't have to join their church. But I do have to get it right. You breathing all right? Put your hand around her chest. We're closing. Put your hand around her chest, Stephanie. Is everybody good? I'm closing right now, but listen. How many of y'all here are dealing with symptoms in your body? Real quickly, just see your hands. You're dealing with sickness in your body. Just lift your hand up real fast, okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, you said you'd be in the midst. You also, Lord, in your word said that by your stripes we were healed. Lord, your word says when the Holy Spirit revealed and uncovered things, then great and mighty works begin to happen. Yeah, it's going to cough that mess out. It'd be all right. She's just going to cough that mess out. Give her some tissues right there because it's going to open her chest up right now. In the name of Jesus. Yep. Father God, I thank you for healing to be made manifest in the men and women of God. And Lord, we surrender tonight. Holy Spirit, I pray that right now, every word that was spoken tonight, Lord, led and guided by your Spirit, that, Lord, it will sink in. God, we won't take it in an offense, but God, we'll take it as a growing. We thank you, Lord, for moving in all of our lives right now. We thank you for everything you're doing. And God, we cannot wait to see what you're going to do. And we thank you for all of this in Jesus' precious name. And everyone said, amen. Can we give the Lord a hand clap?
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.